Hello, ladies and gentlemen. One more reason. I know some of you don't need it. I get it. But I want to document. Some of you are, listen, I'm preaching to the choir. I get it. But I want to talk about a case study. I've mentioned this type of thing where clearly I've talked about Dr. McCullough. I've talked about specifics of where traffic goes down to 1% of what it was. Like immediately on a certain date, traffic goes down. Content creators get to see the traffic. They're clearly being downshared. And it's for the purposes of, oh no, you don't get to be prosperous to the extent that your audience would make you prosperous. We're simply not going to allow you to. And so here's another example. I'd never heard this from WND. This is crazy. So this is in an article called Amazon First, They Drop Bibles, Then They Drop Books. WorldNet Daily, I don't go here a lot, but I get their emails a lot. So I definitely, go to their links here and there. And so this, if you don't want to know why you should avoid, if you want to know another reason you should avoid Amazon, or you haven't quite been convinced, but you've been thinking about it, well, here's where we are with it. Now, I'm not religious per se, but you know, first, of course, Amazon bans Bibles for sale to people in China. Why? Because China said, if you want our business, you must ban Bibles. Okay, well, who are we to? And partially, I get it. I mean, honestly, I said before, how much are we supposed to preach, no pun intended, to a culture that is what it is? Isn't that condescending? But on the other hand, that's not preaching. It's just your vast library of everything being available. You know, so it's not like, you know, having speeches about it and so on and so forth. So there is a distinction there. It's just of our vast library of everything, having everything, but not the Bible. So in 2018, Jeff Bezos, also owner of the Washington Post, also known as just an intelligence rag. Remember, at one time it was the opposite of the intelligence rag. It was like definitely counterculture. And then to try to get you to believe in that myth still, they put out The Post, which is actually a really, really good movie a few years ago with a good cast in it. But The Post now is purely an intelligence rag, non-narrative piece of crap. And now remember, Jeff Bezos opens it. So, hey, I want to do business with China. So, no, I will not sell Bibles. But wait for it. We're going to get a cataloging of worst case. And I had never heard some of these particular techniques. I had not heard. Well, recently, they've adopted a policy, kind of like their Amazon web servers. Me and Kim just had, Kim off Kimology 411, just had a big heated discussion back and forth on how I knew that as soon as Amazon decided to go from, hey, we just provide you a place to hold your servers, that's our job, to, nope, we are the content enforcer. Wait a second, you're not even a place for content. You're not, your service isn't whether or not I'm social media, and certainly not whether to police me if I decide that my site has social media. Your site is to provide server space. That's what it's always been. Yeah, but Twitter can't properly enforce Alex Jones because, you know, he's grown independent of them. He's still going to get plenty of business, and neither can Facebook. He's still going to get plenty of business, so we're going to do it for them. And I told you that was the downfall, the first biggest worst step. So now here we are 3 years later or so, 4 years later, and Amazon now gets to say, we're going to ban the sale of any book that, quote, we determined it be hate speech. And I get it in a way I get it in the worst case, but we know how sloppily they've used that alleged rule. And so therefore it's not what it used to mean. It's an excuse. So now, especially when you remember that Amazon is what basically destroyed a bunch of other booksellers, like literal physical booksellers. And now they've come along and they are getting rid of some books like, hey, this is literally not an anti-gay thing, but it is a questioning of transgender, which I believe is a highly reasonable question. Not that I really give a heck what two adults do. But I'm sure this goes into more than that. What an adult or two adults do, I don't really care. Whether it's wise is another thing entirely for for an adult, or whether or not, could it be that transgender is being pushed because you have to have a subscription of hormones for the rest of your life, that you're going to try, they're also trying to get to put on insurance and try to get covered by a butt. So that way you have to have it and it can be hundreds to thousands of dollars every month. So of course it's very valid. Could it be that you're victimized by big pharma yet again and surgery yet again? And so you're not, well, in this entire society, we're supposed to believe you are supposed to accept who you are and everyone else is too. Now you're being told the exact opposite. Not only should you not accept who you are, you should take chemicals all the time in order to not physically be who you are. In the day and age of how we can call a guy a girl, but wouldn't you feel better if you didn't have that body part? We can fix that for you. Oh, yeah, that'll be $50,000. And, oh, by the way, after you get rid of that body part, you're still really not there. Or if you add a fake body part, you're still really not there. So you're going to want hormone treatment for the rest of your life. This almost seems like a scam to me. So, in my opinion, a very valid potential point of view. But, of course, now Amazon is not going to allow this book about, hey, maybe transgender is not the best of ideas. Can I make that argument? No, you can't make that argument. We're Amazon. But now, some of what WND, and I've never seen this information, on exactly how they first started their little foot in the door there, that, and then kept going from there. So Amazon always selling all of WND's books, not just basically going by, hey, is this going to be popular? Does it seem popular? Is it the height of its popularity? Is it on its way to popularity? If so, let's buy it. You know, it seems like we can sell these, you know, what free market is. Oh, I want to get on that. That's going to be popular. Let's buy a bunch. We will be able to sell the snot out of those. That's what free market is. And I get that, yes, some people can, you know, sell to a gay couple and some people cannot. I get that. But you're supposed to be the broad spectrum of free market of books. What might they want to buy? Turns out a lot of people want to buy that book. So maybe we should buy it. We can imagine it's going to be popular because it is becoming popular. So WND says, hey, it's not that they'd ever banned it before, but in 2019, which was right before 2020, and I'm telling you the Jones ban, the first Amazon real activism into content, was, I don't know, about November of 2018, but it may have been like November of 2017. So the retailers stopped ordering a certain film, and it was just 70 years, Israel's prophetic past, present, and future. So certainly not the most controversial title ever by WND, because they're big Israeli supporters. And I got nothing against the people of Israel, but just like the U.S. regime, sometimes that regime gets cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So if apparently that's the reason, I don't know. I mean, that suddenly, and just W&D's usual take, I suppose, where Amazon dipped its toe into the waters of, yeah, it could sell, but we don't want to buy it because we don't like the content. Made in 2019, it was not the most controversial movie we ever made. Technically, Amazon did not even refuse to sell it, but it was the first time the company killed a book or a film by not ordering them in sufficient quantities when the movie was selling at peak times. So then it's speculation by the author, which I think was one of the a big wig in W&D. I'm not looking up at this right now, and I might lose it. Yeah, it is. It's Joseph Farah himself. Saying, though it gets a lot worse and a lot quicker. He speculates, he thinks it killed it intentionally. And at one time, our once lucrative movie and book business, that was the first time in 19 that they just said, yeah, well, we could sell it, and then it would be highly available for people to buy and by us buying it. But we're not going to do that. So screw yourself. Would it sell? Oh, absolutely it would. But we're not going to. So we're not going to add to what would become more of a critical mass. And so in Farah's opinion, that destroyed a once lucrative movie and book business. And at the same time, remember then, we know that Amazon and Google and Facebook were working together at the same time that Alex Jones was demonetized and or banned. Then Amazon also decided to take away his servers. He said, whatever, I've got InfoWars. Okay, I've already tried to keep from you rat bastard content smashers. Because not everybody did the work. I did. And they said, no, you don't. And then he survived, but that's around the same time that Amazon, literally Amazon, the same one that took away Alex Jones' web servers, seemed to kill a movie merely about Israel, just a somewhat conservative type of a subject, support of Israel. At the same time, or near the same time, or soon after the canary in the coal mine died, Alex Jones not having servers for a while because Amazon suddenly thinks they're no longer in the server business. They're in the content destruction business. At the same time, then, over at WND, they don't sell what would have been one of the popular movie. And then there was collusion between Google and Facebook at the time that big tech in that form was ravaging their revenues by taking away their digital advertising, demonetizing. Just like, would people possibly go to our website, and or would people over on our site use these Google Ads services to go get plenty of products, and therefore, we would get some kickback for that? Nope, we're demonetizing you. So they say specifically, hey, in 22 years, we had earned more than $150 million. And at that time, I don't know what two calamities they're talking about, but he says two calamities. Let me see if I can find it here. Not sure what the first or second calamity is. I just know what one piece of calamity is. And that's the whole getting rid of the movie. So I'm not sure in between the two calamities. But they said between those two calamities, our revenues dropped to less than $1 million. But now, I mean, listen, this is how pathetic Amazon is, in case you didn't know. This is why you've got to stop, like my good friend Kim goes, oh, you want me to buy something for you quick? Sold. Ordered. No, I don't want you to. Stop being a salesman for Amazon. Stop. You know big tech is the enemy at this point. Stop it. She's not going to. I get it. but at least stop being the salesperson. Hey, I got probably five. And Kim, you can listen to this. She doesn't listen to my podcast. I could probably find that on. It's not boy the way she sounds at all. I could probably find that on. What did you mean? I've got a Prime account. I could just send it to you, and then you can pay me back. Literally, she does this the other night. I didn't say a thing, and I didn't actually puke in my mouth because I know humans are weird and dumb, and mostly go by habit and convenience. And yes, it drives me crazy, but in a given moment, I'm not going to let it drive me crazy. Not in the least. I will observe it. But yeah, so guess what comes up? Black History Month. Guess what WND has? Created equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words. 5-star rating. I guess WND didn't do it, but it stopped streaming a critically acclaimed PBS documentary. I'm not sure why this is. Maybe because it was a PBS documentary on Judge Clarence Thomas. I'm not sure why they're bringing up that if it's not a WND. Oh, just because it's Clarence Thomas, of course. So, hey, black man in the Supreme Court. Nope, right. This conservative black man. I mean, it literally took me that long to even understand the connection. That's how, like, stupid that would be. Like, why would you ban a PBS documentary? Because he's a conservative black man. So even during Black History Month, they were not allowing a 5-star rated PBS documentary, or at least they stopped streaming it, if you will, created equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words. I mean, what? And also the DVD version of the documentary. And just days after, we're kicking off Black History Month 2021 with a month-long celebration, blah, 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 and so on. And diversity and inclusion. And, oh, well, nope, not if you're not a left-leaning black person. And or not if you're anything but a left-leaning, but certainly if you're right-leaning, then, oh, no, we don't believe in diversity and inclusion then. Absolutely not. We will I'm telling you, the big tech people are horrendous, horrendous. There's not a libertarian among them that's in any leadership. And now, unfortunately, only the wacko extreme tyrants get into leadership. Oh, but Anita Hill had a nice documentary. Now, I'm not saying she shouldn't have a documentary. I'm saying so should Clarence Thomas. Oh, by the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center, yes, much acclaimed by some people, but I knew early on, I mean, in the 90s, it was obvious Morris Dees was going exactly in one direction, and that is way too exaggerating the right as racists, because that's, I mean, if anything, you could say he started some or added to the momentum of that. Well, it must be racist, Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, what could seem more nice and a good cause than a poverty law center? And they're even from the South. So if they say it's racist, it must be racist. Morris Dees can suck my dick. I haven't used that phrase on the, yeah. No, he can't. No, he can't. Amazon banned the mainstream Christian conservative activist group Family Research Council from its Amazon Smile program, which allows customers to choose a charity to receive proceeds from their purchases. I'm telling you, it was just last June this happened. This regime has debanked citizens from countries, not leadership from countries, not just whether or not someone's going to be able to use their own government funds, which is another whole thing, don't get me started, but individuals from using certain avenues that are pay streams. It's bad. And now it's like, oh, You want to give to a charity? You can't give to that charity. It's a legal 501c charity. We don't give a fuck. You don't get to give to that charity. Thanks, Amazon. You're very nice and compassionate. I see what's going on here. The SPLC, and so its recommendations of the far left, Southern Poverty Law Center, found, said you should ban the Family Research Council from its Amazon Smile program. Boy, it seems like you're really, really racist and biased, and you're really hateful, Southern Poverty Law Center. You're telling people who the fuck can get charities? Who the fuck can get charitable donations? You're motherfucking racist, biased, extremist ass says something that's been around for a quarter of a fucking century as a legal fucking charity doesn't get to get donations? In 2017, Amazon-based band, James Kennedy Ministries, from participating in the Amazon Smile program after the SPLC labeled it a, quote, hate group. Before his passing, the much-loved Dr. Kennedy was perhaps the most influential Presbyterian minister in the world. Yeah. It's not only hate speech, it's also Amazon defining it as the company will define, quote, other material we deem inappropriate or offensive. And again, under the idea, I really think they use this on purpose. You're banned. It's like, who the hell banned me? It says Inspector 17, Clyde Johnson. Well, can you talk to Clyde Johnson? Because as you see, I didn't say anything racist or the like. I merely was talking about the topic. No, it's not Clyde Johnson. No, it's just the algorithm. Well, who the hell's responsible for your shit algorithm? You know, it's just the algorithm. It's just the way it works. There's really no appeal at the and even if there's an appeal, it's still like there's no real blame. There's nobody did an evil thing and applied a rule like an idiot asshole. No. It's the algorithm. So here's another great kind of parallel to this. So Tucker Carlson says, so you go on Amazon.com, and you remember this started as a bookstore, an online bookstore. It's the biggest bookstore in the world. They have everything. There's nothing you can't find on Amazon. Used books, so on and so forth. So you go to Amazon to read books by a man who is in the news and whose ideas are directly bearing on world events. You go for a guy called Alexander Dugin, one of Russia's most famous authors and political philosophers. He doesn't work for the government. He doesn't work for Vladimir Putin. He's just a philosopher. So if you're interested in, like, what are they thinking over there? You would search Dugin's author page on Amazon, but you would not find any results. Really? Kind of a big author to be left off of Amazon. So then, long story short, Tucker asks, what's your list of banned authors? We just kind of have to find them? Yep. Amazon says, we're not going to give you a list. Well, which authors are banned? I guess we got to piece that together. Well, I wonder why they might be banned. Because before this jackhole, who through due process, of course, deserves a hanging noose for treason, through due process, of course, through due process and a proper Congress doing the proper matters, and therefore, after, I don't know, whatever law enforcement mechanisms must come into play, because this guy baited an existential war, and now nobody can be a good guy except Ukraine, and nobody can be a bad guy except Russia. And yet you have a Russian philosopher. Ooh, that guy might make a smart argument for Russia. Oh, like the Noam Chomsky argument that I've discussed? Oh, wait a second. So they're in the war probably because you went into freaking Ukraine, their neighbor, who is like going into Cuba for us. And yes, could they have not done that? Absolutely. But did you really, really, really get them closer to doing that? Absolutely. Might they have done that anyway because there are the parts of the Ukraine that really they consider most closest to Russia? Absolutely, they might have. Did you make it much more likely by going into Ukraine, by activating militarily, not letting them be neutral? That is Ukraine. Absolutely, you did. And now we are sending 50,000 troops over in that general direction. I forget if it's over near the border or in Ukraine proper, because, man, we're about to reach no longer a proxy war. So this non-elected president is amping things up and trying to keep diplomacy from happening. Oh, and then just coincidentally, Amazon gets rid of a Russian voice so that people know what this Russian voice, or they're more aware of the guy, because maybe he's not written any book recently, but they go, hey, Russian philosopher, interesting. And then you duck going, because you should never Google anybody, or you brave search him, and you go, oh, he's actually, look at him, he's commented on this recently. He's got some problems with it, but he also makes the argument as to why he could see that Putin did it, blah, blah, blah. But wait, then you'd be informed by a Russian who might possibly not be pro-Ukrainian. Huh. Well, we would, what, I mean, before you know it, he's talking about the, Ukrainians and how the Ukrainians themselves have created a humanitarian crisis in their own little areas, and how that existed prior to the war. Before you know it, he's making a strong argument for Russia instead of merely a one-sided argument. And we can't have that, Mr. Bought by China and bought by Ukraine. Certainly doesn't want people to have more opinions that might give nuance to Russia. And here's Amazon. You don't even get to look up a major philosopher. Not on our site, you don't. Freedom of information, freedom of information. Fuck yourselves. If you want actual information, good fucking luck finding it. Because Roku, I'm looking right at my Roku screen. Amazon will downshare the information. If there's any, man, I don't know if the guy said anything positive. I never heard of the dude. It doesn't matter. Apply your algorithm broadly. Anybody who's Russian doesn't get a voice on Amazon if they're of any importance or any, potentially large voice. Fuck them. We're pro-Ukraine 100% of the time because we are not content providers. We are narrative providers. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. I am Tyson Harley here on the Scales of Truth. Like, gently press the follow button if you would like as well. Send me an email at tysonharley.1776. No. It's not tysonharley.1776. It's tysonharley1776@duck.com. Talk to you later, folks.